Hi, this is Andrew Lloyd Gordon, and in this audio boo, I just want to talk about the idea of having a lead generation or sales conversion process for your business. What is actually a lead generation or sales conversion process? The idea is that when you are trying to build a business, when you're trying to grow sales, you should have some sort of system, some sort of process where you take a person, a prospective customer, somebody that you're trying to target, somebody that is exposed to your marketing, and that what you have is a system that moves them through a series of steps towards actually purchasing and then perhaps repurchasing your products and services. When I'm working with different clients, I'm actually quite surprised how often they don't have such a system. There's nothing designed, there's nothing actually planned out. Okay, certain people within the organization have elements of that system. Some person looks after one area of their marketing, another person looks after another, and so on. And there is a little attempt to coordinate. What surprises me and shocks me, I guess, is that for many of the people that I work with, there's no sense of an overarching systematic approach to this. So what you get is ad hoc marketing development lead generation process that happens sometimes very well in certain areas, and in other parts of the business doesn't happen at all. So what we tend to do, what do I do with clients when I start working with them, is actually trying to map out what should happen. So this person is thinking about a need, a problem they have. They do a Google search, they then see three different results they click on. One of those results is a landing page from the organization. The person then fills out maybe an inquiry form in return for a white paper or watching a video. That email is actually then sent to some sort of system that sends maybe a series of automatic emails over a period of weeks. It's followed up with a telesales call, maybe then a visit from a sales rep, and so on. And mapping out what the process or process is, because sometimes there are different clients and different markets that a prospective customer should go through. Now, it's really important to at least try to map out this sales journey, this customer journey, this sales funnel, it's sometimes referred to. Because if you don't, what you've got is this almost black hole, mysterious activity that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. And the other advantage of trying to map this process out is you can start measuring how effective it is at different points. So you can start seeing whether people are coming into the website and converting. You can start seeing the numbers of people who are being called and how many calls are turning into perhaps sales visits and so on. So by mapping out the system, you get a chance to look at it almost from a helicopter view and look at the numbers. And then when you've got that process mapped out, you can then start looking at each section and improve each section, tweak it, improve it, change it, add to it, delete from it, and so on. So if you haven't tried, I strongly recommend you think about that journey. Start perhaps from the sale and go backwards. What would happen just before somebody agrees to use our products and services? What would that step look like? And what would the step before that step look like? And so on. And go all the way back up that chain to a person who's not even heard of your company or even of your products and services. What you'll find is you'll get greater clarity about what you want to do and how you bring people into your business and how you can grow that business in a sustainable and predictable way. So that's Andrew Gordon, Andrew Lloyd Gordon, talking about a conversion rate process. If you'd like any help to do this for your business, please drop me a line at andrew@andrewlloydgordon.co.uk or give me a call. Thank you.